Bow thy head, ladies and gentlemen, when you say thy name. We've celebrated Dale Jones through the years on here. And I just can't even convey to you, Dale, how proud we are of you, your football team, the way they balled out Thursday night. You have left us perplexed and mystified here in Rocky Top by what we saw from our volunteers, but you have left us really appreciative by what we saw with your guys. And I know it's about winning and losing. I understand that. You guys came really close to winning that game, and I know that's probably sickening to you, but I want to welcome you in against the backdrop that we're really proud of you, man. Welcome back to the program.
We played, just disappointed. That, you know, that's the biggest thing thinking from the game. If a couple things would have just went away, we had a chance to win it.
You know, we were looking at that game, and I kept waiting for Tennessee to make a play. From your perspective, were you surprised by how effective that you guys were against them?
No, not really. I got to be honest with you. You know, I knew we were going to play with them. We got a good football team. And the thing that I think that's kind of missing, I don't think the people understand our scheme is so different from everyone else. And I think that's the biggest thing. We're an odd team, but we're not a SEC odd team. And I think that's the thing that is missing. You know, a lot of plays that, you know, we ruled it out. They couldn't run against us. And, you know, we practiced things that, you know, we felt like they had an opportunity. And, you know, our kids performed well, not as good as we could have, but we were pleased with their performance, just their effort.
Dale, Sean here. I walked out of that stadium thinking the team that played the best lost that game. So I start that with that statement, and I congratulate you. But I was in school when you were in school, and I worked for Coach Bumpus as a manager there. And you guys, I guess you might have left there, before then. But and I know all you Ziegler and everybody. We'd all like to think that you had it dialed up to 10 every single game, but on some games you don't have everything. But nonetheless, taking account that you guys had not all SEC players, etc., I saw you guys whipping SEC quality players, play and play again. Now, if we go into the X's and O's, as a Tennessee fan, and I know you're a huge Tennessee fan, you said a different scheme, and so I equate that with kind of like Georgia Tech on offense, where you don't see that every once in a while. What do you see at Tennessee when we go forward that may give us a little confidence that we won't see that kind of production or lack of production from our guys going the rest of the year?
Well, I think the difference is they match up with the type of schemes, the four-man front. They know where you have your three technique. They know, you know, how they're going to block it. They get to, in our scheme, we steal gaps that sounds crazy, but as a coach, we're able to steal a gap because they have to take care of the nose. And, that way it allows us to play not so much have to play so many guys in the box. We play with lesser guys in the box, but I think that's the biggest thing. And I think you'll see if you're in a four man front, you got to add another guy because those gaps, they can't steal it like we do. And I think that's the, I think they'll perform well, to be honest with you, because everything they see is pretty much, you know, the SEC standard man free and four man front.
Dale, before the show, we were talking and I know Dale Jones, not that we're friends or anything, but I know the legend of Dale Jones. And I said, it would not surprise me if App State won this game that you would be absolutely thrilled to death and thumb your nose at the other team, and then afterwards throw up because your Tennessee Vols lost the game. I know how much this place means to you. As an emotional leader of the defense, when you saw, and the rule's the rule, when you saw Reeves Maben get thrown out for targeting, what do you think about that rule? Because I know you can't judge intent. He's not a dirty player. But if it was Cam Sutton got hit like that, I'd want the other guy thrown out. What happens to a team when a guy like that gets thrown out for maybe a questionable call? I don't think it was questionable, but you're a
player. Well, I think what happened is you know, our guy gave a fair catch, but he gave it early. And in that situation, you know, in that situation, it's hard, you know, I can't blame a player running downfield and didn't see the fair catch, because it's not like it was obvious. You know, he did it early and that type of thing. It's one of those freak things in football, you know, the rules get tweaked from time to time, and I could see that happening. You know, it just, the ball's got to get closer to you before you can make that fair catch or the signal. The other part of it, you know, I didn't see at the time. I thought, well, you know, he needed to be thrown out because I knew we gave a fair catch. But when I go back and look at it, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, I wished he hadn't gotten thrown out, just because, you know, it takes I want to beat them when they're at their best. And, you know, I don't want a call like this that was something that really doesn't matter, didn't change the game, to make a difference. So that's just, you know, that's my take on it. It's just one of those freak things that happened, and, you know, what's the odds of that happening again? I don't know.
Dale, you guys have been in some games. I mean, even as unconventionally as you guys approach defense, and teams aren't used to seeing your style of defense yet, some of the games that you've been in, what we call bye games, you know, you guys are kind of playing for the paycheck. You've had some struggles in terms of point differential. Last year against Clemson got ugly.
Okay, now here's the thing about, see, that's where it was misleading. That's totally misleading, okay? We defensively, they ran for 120 yards against us, okay? What happened is they were better defensively, or we wasn't on it offensively. We turned the ball over three times. I mean, with first quarter, you look at the first quarter, there's no question we played them. We're probably the better team. If you just said who was the better team, we outplayed them, I think. And what happened is we turned the ball, we threw a pick, they did a zone dog, and a D lineman picked it off at the 12, went in, scored. Then they kind of turned right, we turned the ball over. And I told you guys that when we talked about turnovers are everything, right? So we turn the next play, we get out there, we turn the ball over. They scoop score. So it's not realistic, you know, when sometimes you can't compare that, okay? And then if you take away that second quarter where they got their points, I mean, third and fourth quarter, they didn't move the ball, effectively. They threw one Hail Mary, where he scrambled and they were up, and he threw a, you know, just a crazy pass. The receiver stopped, DB stopped, and the receiver saw it, and then he threw it, and then the receiver took off. That kind of, you know, those are the things. You don't know what happens to games. So I say that, you know, I still think that Tennessee is right there where Clemson was last year. You know, it's going to come down to, in my opinion, how well Dobbs plays you know, I think that's the key.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think you guys get left a little blueprint out there for people, because teams are going to keep Dobbs in front of them, and they're going to force him with his arm to make plays. Do you believe that Tennessee decided they could man up on you guys and run the football and not use him keeping the ball and running in space? Because it looks like that's a decision they made. Do you think that happened, or is that something you took away from them?
Well, I think that the other thing that you don't see, a fan doesn't see, we usually got somebody running right at that quarterback on every play. So the odds of the quarterback running the football, okay, not talking about pass plays where he scrambles or anything like that, but on the run play, we're going to take care of that. So, you know, I know they see that on film, so that's not one of those things. You don't go in there and say, hey, our quarterback's going to have a great day and we're going to run him, because it's not going to happen, because we're going to take it out of his hands and make the running back have to run the ball. And, I think that's a philosophy of ours on defense that, you know, I'm not sure that if you're not a nod, I'm not sure that you can run that scheme. That part of it. So, you know, when you set up an offense or you set up a defense, it all comes down to what do they give us and what do they take away? Well, they take something away. You can't be stubborn and say that we're going to run the quarterback, because it's not going to happen. So that's my take on it.
Dale, I'm just going to flat out ask you. When you, and I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but when you guys were setting up your defense, did you have any fear that Josh Dobbs could light you guys up in the passing game?
Well, we knew it. He throws a great underneath ball. But if you go back and you look at, you know, his deep balls, he completes some of them, but, you know, that's where they got to, you know, you got to test him to beat you there. There's no question. And, the one play that, that we give up, now the difference is what people don't understand is we got a guy sitting back usually deep, and the one they thrown, that's when our safety got caught the cramps, had to come out. We put a true freshman in there. He checks us to a different coverage that doesn't get relayed to the corner fast enough, so we hesitate and we get beat that way. But most time we got that guy going, you know, sitting back deep, and you can't throw that pass. That's why I was talking about our scheme is a little bit different, because we have, you know, we play with a deeper safety because we're still in the gap. We don't have to put another guy to the line of scrimmage where it puts you in a, you know, defensively puts you in a bind.
So the way to attack your defense is what, with more intermediate stuff?
The best way to attack us is, you know, you've got to try to scheme the heck out of it. Running the football, it's not, you know, we're fortunate that we're, you know, one of the best run defense, because, like I said, the scheme is set up that we're still a gap, and it makes offense that you think about it. You got a four eye that a guy was supposed to, that's used to reaching the three technique, a guy head up on him. He's got to go out to the next guy to get. It's just, it's very difficult. It's hard for an offense to set up a run scheme against what we do. And, you know, if you're a run team, you got to be able to pound that ball. You got to figure out a way. And then whatever it is, you got to come up with something that catches us off guard. And then, you know, it just, because we are playing a lot of, you know, pass. So we have that safety back deep, or both safeties back deep. And, so that allows us to prevent you from throwing those deep balls. And, you know, it's a situation where you've just got to have a good plan and hit us on the right play.
The incomparable Dale Jones joining us live at Copper Cellar on Cumberland Avenue. It's Burger Day. That's as much a tradition as the great Dale Jones himself. Two Tennessee traditions on a Wednesday. Go ahead, Cinco.
Dale, after the game, our coach comes over and talks to you guys after, in my opinion, you whipped the Vols up and down the field. The guy, linebackers I know back in the day may not have taken kindly to that. What's your reaction to that whole deal?
Oh, I didn't really hear what he was talking about, or what he was telling the team. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with him coming over there and telling the guys, you know, how hard they played, and you know, it's just he respects them for how hard they played. You know, people, the thing about it is people didn't give us respect. And I think, the whole time, I think before the game, and, you know, he's always saying the right things and that type of thing. So, you know, it's just he's just being what he felt like he should do. And he felt like we played an outstanding game, and he told the kids. I have no problem with, to be honest with you, what he, what he was telling us.
Have you ever done that, Dale, with a group of kids you played against?
Well, I do that. Usually I try to do that more or less every game. You know, I find out guys that played outstanding and, you know, let them know, man, proud watching you play. And, you know, that's what the game is. To me, that's what the game's all about. It's playing outstanding and giving your all. And I have no problem with, letting an opposing team player, that played outstanding, let him know, man, that's a great job. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's good stuff. In other words, but you wouldn't do it to an entire unit. You would, like, individually, like when you guys are shaking hands or you see somebody in the locker room area after a game, hey, 64, or hey,
right,
there, Jones, whatever the guy's name is, hey, Mr. Hill,
right,
awesome performance by you.
And I'm not trying to bring up a big,
exactly,
controversy or anything like that.
No, it's interesting,
it,
though.
It was a little awkward to me.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it wouldn't be my place to address a team. It would be a head coach. I have no problem with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I have no problem whatsoever.
Dale, the reason I'm really thrilled for you being here today and talking to you, and it's just interesting hearing your thoughts post-game, and I really appreciate your honesty and engaging us in this, because you could easily have said, guys, I'm not going to get into the hows and whys of what happened Thursday night, and we all would have respected that. But you have been a guy who I have been advocating for past staffs here to add to their coaching staffs for forever. And I'm just going to tell you, man-to-man, and I don't know how you're going to handle this on the air, and I really haven't given it a thought, but I deal in the real, and we keep it real on this program, and try to anyway. And I'll tell you this right now, I'm damn proud of you, man. I'm proud of you because your kids performed at a tremendously high level. You, as you would say to a kid after a game, you acquitted yourself extremely well Thursday night. And as somebody who does what I do as a graduate of the University of Tennessee, I'm very, very proud of you, man, today for what your kids did against the backdrop of what I just said.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, to be honest with you, I don't have nothing to prove to anybody. I coach my kids. I have kids that since I've been here have been great players. They've coached 30-some, almost 40 all-conference players, all kinds of All-Americans. It doesn't matter. I'm not searching for me. I'm searching for my kids. And that's what matters to me. I coach because I love it.
On the way out, how sweet and cool was it and neat was it for you to be back in Neyland Stadium as a participant?
Well, I gotta be honest with you, it was exciting. I guess, you know, I'm just proud of the kids that they came to play. We didn't play perfect. You know, going back and watch the film, we could have done some things that were better. We got a lot of room that we can improve, and you're gonna do that from your first to second game. And, you know, just being back there, it was awesome to, you know, see some old friends and just have an opportunity to battle Tennessee. It was a special, you know. I mean, I enjoyed the coaching part against them and just being there.
Well, Dale, I'll tell you, in a previous conversation, you said that you're not a legend, your family, but what I saw this past Thursday did nothing to tarnish your legendary status, at least in my mind. Not that you need it. I'm extremely proud of you. I never root against the Vols, but I thought you deserved the win there, and I wish you nothing but the ultimate success going forward.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It's, you know, love talking with you guys, and you know, like I said, it's awesome to be from the state of Tennessee and being, you know, having a little part of the history of Tennessee football, and you know, I'm just proud to be associated with them in that way.
Coach, on the way out, one more thing. You, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're saying it would be wise to not draw conclusions on Tennessee's play by the way they played against us. Is that because schematically we were such an odd matchup for them? Is that what you're saying on the way out here?
Yeah, no, Exactly. I don't think you never. There's no question that I still see them going on and having an incredible year. Be honest with you, you know, they got a great defense. You know, we did some things that offensively that was our only chance. You know, we did a bunch of unbalanced stuff, which is the only way that you're going to have a chance against a team like that. So, you know, I just think that I think they're fine. I think that, you know, the fans just, you know, one thing people have to understand too, we're not a bad football team. And, you know, we go and we'll try to play the best. We may not have the, great talent, but you don't win with just talent. Our kids have tremendous heart. And I think sometimes everybody gets caught up with all the five stars and, oh, they got all these stars. Those stars don't mean nothing, man. It's what's in your heart. So.
Great, Dale.
You're the man.
Thank you, brother.
You're
awesome.
The man.
Okay, awesome talking with you, man. Congratulations again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. The great Dale Jones, one more time. 26 pass.
He's an ass kicker.
We've got so much to unpack after that. I don't even know where to start. We're going to come back on the other side. 865-200-5402 if you want to respond to what Dale Jones had to say. Are you, after hearing him, are you a believer that we should postpone judgment on our volunteers to what we see Saturday against Virginia Tech? Or was he being nice? More on the other side after this.